these orchids look beautiful where the shed used to be.
Oh, sure, Dee, if we lived in the Amazon. What that spot really needs is good old Kentucky bluegrass. Acres and acres of it spreading from our back door to, well, you know, the fence.
I say we ought to grow something you can eat, like corn or soybeans. You can make most anything out of soybeans, you know. Heck, you can make corn out of soybeans.
Wow, look at all the flowers and trees and growing things.
I bet they got lots of tasty buggies in here.
Stop, alien, you're making me hungry.
I've seen a lot of nurseries in my time, but this place is a regular jungle. Reminds me of the time my safari group got lost in the wilds of Burundi for 15 days.
Did you hear that, you guys? It's a jungle.
I've never been in a jungle before.
I went on the jungle gym once. I wonder if this is where they grow them.
Looks like a good place for an adventure.
You can't go on an adventure in the jungle. They got snakes and Latin hyenas and...
And we nearly got eaten by a great white lion.
Lion? For Pete's sake, you were never in the jungle, Pop.
Course I was. That's when I came down with jungle fever. Spots all over my face. They had to get me out of the jungle and find me some medicine pronto. Well, better go see what they've got in the vegetable section before you plant up the backyard with your flowers and whatnot.
Oh, look, Stu. They're having a clearance sale on purple roses. Can you watch the kids for a minute?
Sure, Dee. There you go, buddy. Perfect fit. Now, they must have a lawn care section.
A vast expanse of manicured Kentucky bluegrass.
Ooh.
A thing of beauty, a source of pride, and yes, a measure of manhood. And it can be yours. Of course,
Well, you guys can go on an adventure if you want. I think I'll just stay here with Tommy's dad and watch the grass movie.
Uh-oh, Tommy. I think your brother exploded.
You?
Oh, no. Look at him. He's got jungle fever.
Jungle fever?
You know, like my grandpa had. I guess you get all hairy. Then your teeth grow real big like a beaver's. And then you start to eat wood.
I'm hairy and I got big teeth. I must be getting Chuckle Beaver too.
No, Chucky, that's how you always look.
Oh, yeah. Look, that must be the popsicle. Now, come on, you guys. Let's drive this car out of the jungle and get my brother some medicine.
This demonstrates that the relationship between nitrates and lawn health cannot be overemphasized.
That is so true.
Shoo, shoo. Nice, doggy. Shoo, 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 shoo.
Can you guys check on Bill and see how his jungle beaver is doing?
Bella? Bella? He still don't got no teeth.
I think he might have grown a few hairs, though.
He just got to get him that medicine. I'm pretty sure the popsicle is right over this.
Maybe your giant bug will pick us up and fly us across. And then we can eat them.
I don't think I like that idea.
Don't worry, you guys. There's got to be a way. Yeah!
Oh, it's kind of small. Oh, only one more of you guys is going to fit.
I'll go first.
No, so me first.
Me!
Guess we better decide the way we usually do.
No, no, you guys gotta find a different way to do it.
Mine's longest. I gotta go first.
The next person gotta bring Jill.
You wanna draw for it?
No!
Bella?
Come on, Chuckster! It's your turn!
I'm not doing it! You can't make me because you're way over there and I'm way...
The only good thing is it can't get any worse than this.
No.
Well, Pop, I think sunflowers are the perfect compromise. They look lovely.
And then you eat them. Come to think of it, they taste better than soybeans, too.
Well, why don't you round up Stu and the kids while I go pay for all this?
Hip-ups. His jungle beetle must be getting worse. Oh, how are we gonna get some to the popsicle?
Look, Tommy! Some nice explorers must have left it this year.
I wonder what happened to them.
Herb and root smoothies. That sounds healthy.
Why's that big lion man chasing this anyway?
I don't know. I don't got nothing to hide. Do I look like I got something to hide?
Look, guys! We did it! We got out of the jungle!
Oh, boy, that means I can go home where nothing else bad can happen to me.
This isn't good.
Help!
Don't worry, Chucky. We'll save you.
Hey, you're getting smaller. How do you do that?
I am not getting smaller. It's some kind of sand that I'm sinking into really quick. Somebody get me out of here.
Wow, thanks, Tommy. You saved my life.
No problem, Chucky. Okay, now we got to get Dill his medicine.
And then can we go home, please? Where there's no sticky sand and no jungle beaver and no...
Yeah, good thing he had that doggy treating his stifey.
Skip? You mean that's why we almost got eaten by a lion? Huh? Because you took this bone?
Was it the cheesy kind or the chickeny kind?
Cheesy.
Oh, well, I'd have done the same thing.
Hey, here comes our doctor with Dill's medicine.
taste of Mommy's Urban Root Smoothie?
I'm telling you, Dee, we could take out all the carpets. Kentucky bluegrass, wall to wall.
Well, we did it, guys. We saved Jill from the jungle beaver.
Hope he takes enough medicine, Tommy. I saw him spit some out after your mom gave it to him.
Don't make me go deep. I'm begging you.
Honestly, Stu. You're acting like going to Mom and Dad's cabin for the weekend is some kind of torture.
No electricity, no indoor plumbing. You might as well stay in Spike's doghouse. Why do they rent that shack every year?
I think it reminds them of when they were young. You know, like in the old country.
Fine. All aboard the ox cart for a thrill-a-minute trip to the old country.
I'm going to the old country, Chucky. That's the place my grandma and grandpa's always talking about.
Ooh, what did they say it's like?
Well, all I know is it must be really different because they're always saying that nothing here's like how it is there.
Glad I'm not going. I'm still getting used to how things are here.
No TV, no stereo, no power tools.
Hi, Stu. How's the packing going?
It'll be going fine, as soon as I figure out how to pack the 20th century.
Dee Dee told me about the cabin. Sounds very nice.
Nice? You're stripped down to nothing out there, Chaz. Just you and nature. It's downright primitive.
Really? Primitive? You know, Stu, I've always felt that deep down inside this shy bureaucrat, there dwells a caveman just waiting to come out. Oh, gee, if it were nothing but me out there in the woods, maybe I could find that caveman and become a more forceful fellow back here in civilization.
Why don't you come along? If I'm going to the Stone Age, I might as well take along a caveman.
Wow, Stu, you think we could?
I'll ask Dee Dee, but I should warn you, that cabin is so flimsy, there isn't even anything to keep out the elements.
Elephants? Why was my daddy talking about elephants?
I think he was talking about your grandma and grandpa's house in the old country. You think elephants just walk right into your house there?
Well, if it's nothing like it is here, then maybe there, elephants live right on your street.
But, Tommy, elephants are big and scary and can squish stuff. I don't think it's safe for any baby to go to the old country.
Hey, Chucky, guess where we're going?
Staying 2 days or 2 years?
Hello, everybody!
Hey, Donna,
come on, Mr. and Mrs. Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pop.
Hi, Boris. Hi, Minka.
Well, the old country doesn't look that different. The sky's still up there. The ground's still down here. There's trees, and there's some more trees, and some more trees, and some more trees, and that. Hey, I wonder what happened to those trees.
I don't know, Chucky. It looks like something must have knocked them down.
Knocked them down? What could be big enough to... elephants!
Oh, no! My grandma and grandpa built their house right in the middle of an elephant street.
But that means that the elephants could come back any time and squash us.
Don't worry, Chucky. We're not gonna let those elephants turn us into little pancake babies. Maybe we better go inside just in case.
So, what do you think?
Nice look, Chaz. What's with the drum?
Charles, what on earth?
Well, I bought this book, Nerd to Neanderthal in 5 Easy Steps. In chapter 4, it says a primitive drumbeat speeds up the cavemanification of the mild-mannered man. I hope so. I'd like to find my inner caveman before I catch a cold. Well, I'm off to the woods.
Okay.
Now, this is luxury. Back in the old country, we didn't have wheelbarrows to move the wood. You had to chop down a tree and hope it fell in your living room.
I don't hear no elephants.
Hey, you're right. And if there was big, gigantic elephants stomping around, we'd hear them.
About Muffy the mouse, she scared at the elephant right before he stepped in on Mouse Town. So maybe if we find the mouse, the elephants will get scared and go away.
Find the mouse with big teeth and scary pink eyes?
Okay. My mommy bringing me some crayons. How about if we just color a mouse somewhere so the elephant can see it?
Okay, but let's hurry.
You know, Boris, we could do this in no time with my Megapower 4000 turbocharged wood chipper.
Good. Next time, bring it. I'll plug it into a tree.
Can't forget the whispers.
Welp, we drawed Muffy. Now what?
Okay, now let's draw another Muffy over there in case the elephants try to come in the window.
I am brave. I am assertive. I can confidently climb the corporate ladder. I can wrestle a tiger with my bare gloves.
To clean the cabin. Shouldn't we be inside for that, Mom?
No, darling. We're going to clean the cabin.
Oh, no! My grandma's washing off our muffies!
Well, that's just great! Less elephants isn't scared of soap. They're gonna squish down for sure. And I didn't even get to take a nap or go potty or finish my peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Chucky, you made up a great plan.
I did?
Ugga, ugga. Be Charles.
Elephants like peanuts, right? So all we gotta do is put some peanut butter around the outside of the house. That way, when the elephants come, they'll just walk around the house instead of squishing it.
Oh, no, Tommy, I'm not crawling around in the dark. You'll never get me to...
Mm.
You know, Deed, you were right. Being out here in the great outdoors is wonderful. The air is cleaner, the borscht tastes better, chopping wood, falling asleep face down on my own drool. Yep, I like doing things the old-fashioned way. Hey, you know what we ought to do? We ought to make shadow puppets by candlelight like they did in the olden days.
Well, maybe next year we'll rent a place with cable.
I'll bet Tommy and Chucky would like that. Where are they anyway?
The kids! The kids are alive!
We did it, Chucky! Those elephants isn't gonna squish anybody in this house!
But, Tommy, there isn't anybody in this house.
Glad to see you.
Hi, guys. What's all the commotion? Hi, little fella.
So you found your caveman?
Well, if I did, he has worse allergies than I do. And poison ivy, and I think he has a fungus right over here. Look at this.
We did it, Chucky! The elephants missed us! Now that the elephants went away, the old country's kinda neat, huh, Chucky?
Yep. It's not scary at all.
Okay, kids. I saved the best for last.
A Nick Kids Network little-known fact. Before they came up with SquarePants, there were other considerations. SpongeBob Lucky Pants. SpongeBob Puffy Pants. SpongeBob Frenchy Pants. They considered SpongeBob Doggy Pants, SpongeBob No Pants, even SpongeBob Rough Pants.
What color is my underwear?
Thousands of names later, they came up with SpongeBob SquarePants.
I love it!
And the rest was history. This little-known fact is brought to you by Nicktoons Network, where you can watch SpongeBob weekdays at 10, not just cartoons, Nicktoons.